Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in the communion rite in Mass, the priest says, "At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say." Now why is it a dare to say the Lord's Prayer? I dare you to say the Our Father. Yeah, I dare you. Do it. I bet you. You can't. I guess today, as we continue journeying with Peter and John in the Acts of the Apostles in the first reading, we read that the rulers, elders, and scribes were amazed by the boldness shown by Peter and John because they perceived them to be uneducated. So that's a bit of a euphemism there because uneducated in Greek is idiotes, where we get the word idiot. When used pejoratively, it literally means one's own. So if you call someone an idiotes, you're saying you are your own person, as if you're to distance yourself from them. Anyway, but yet it was their boldness that surprised them, and they recognized that they were with Jesus. In other words, they were bold because they were with Jesus, because boldness in Greek is paraseia, which does mean a kind of bold confidence, but it's ultimately used firstly in relation to our relationship with God the Father, that we ought to be confident, or paraseia, in God's love for us. The Catechism talks about this in the subsection "We Dare to Say" in the chapter of the Lord's Prayer. Now, paragraph 2778 says this: "Paraseia means straightforward simplicity, filial trust, joyous assurance, humble boldness, the certainty of being loved." In the Eastern liturgies, it's actually more explicit when we get to that moment in the Mass. It says, "Dare with all confidence." So I ask you today, do you have that kind of boldness when you say the Lord's Prayer? That we ought to come before our Heavenly Father with the same kind of confidence, having that filial trust to a Father who radically loves His children. I dare you. Let us pray. O God, who by the abundance of Your grace give increase to the peoples who believe in You, look with favour on those You have chosen and clothe with blessed immortality those reborn through the sacrament of baptism. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.